sessions around Australia, produced by the team from 4ZZZ and 4EB, highlights of the Woodford Folk Festival.
Do you want to follow us? Want to hear more? Make it worth it while they're bugging. Do you want to hear more? Bring it on, Troy and Trevelyn!
Here at the Murray stage, we have been jumping and jiving with Troy and Trevelyn and the Tribe. How are you both doing there, folks?
I think after that experience, bro, we're pretty buggered, but empowered.
Excellent, awesome. We're vibing off the feeling. It's so good on the first day already. People are really, really excited about it.
It's wonderful. I mean, how has your Woodford experience been so far?
So far, I mean, we got here at 2 o'clock this afternoon. I mean, just scoping the scene, checking out, like, how big it was. Earlier this year, we had the Festival of the Dream, which I think over the weekend was about 5,000-odd people. But to see this is just a whole nother sphere.
This is my first time, so it was an eye-opener for me. It's just, you know, they say music is the universal language. It truly is. It brings people together from all walks of life, you know. It's so good to see, like, so nice to share. It really is. I've had the best time. I'm still buzzing. I'm, like, bouncing around.
We know Australia has a black history. Let's see Australia's got a black future. Young one!
I'm here with 8 Ball at Woodford, the first day in Woodford, first performance.
Yeah! That's good, yeah. Off to a good start.
Well, I'm your great big mama, and I love to have my fun.
What we do is contemporary 21st century music. It has its roots in blues of the African-American tradition from the 20th century, but it's also influenced from Australian folk music and the Anglo-Celtic tradition, and it's a fusing of styles. In a way, it's an evolution of music into a new art form, which is Australian roots, which is becoming very popular, not just here, but around the world. Australia is becoming a world leader in creating new roots music. What's the point about singing about Memphis 50 years ago in language no one understands when you could be making music about what's happening right here and right now?
Okay, I'm talking to Christian and Adam from Labjacked, who just played the Big Top at Woodford, an amazing set that got everyone dancing. This is your first time to Woodford as a band. What do you think so far?
Yeah, that was the first gig.
That was the first gig. It's cool. Yeah, it's great.
Do you enjoy the audience response?
Yeah, very much.
You can't really ask for more people jumping up and down in 40 degree heat.
Yeah, that's true.
Your music presents an exciting mix of funk, Latin, and you've got members, as you said, Christian, you've played with Rumberos in Melbourne, a Latin band. What's the sort of inspiration behind bringing hip-hop into the mix?
I think originally hip-hop was the main sort of thing. Yeah, so I do a lot of rhymes and I play Latin, so it's just automatically a mix there. And then our horn plays big jazz heads and we got funksters in the back line, and yeah, it's a good mix.
The horn section was great.
Tenzin Atisha is the Dalai Lama's representative here in Australia, and here at the Woodford Folk Festival, he's attending the official declaration of the Year of Tibet for Australia and New Zealand. Welcome, Tenzin.
Thank you very much for having me.
This year, we have a special treat. Not only has it been declared the Year of Tibet, but also the Dalai Lama's monastery monks are here. That's pretty significant, isn't it?
Yes, I'm very happy, you know, to have the Namgyal monks, especially at the Woodford Festival. As you know, the Namgyal monks and the monastery's association with His Holiness Dalai Lama goes back to 17th century.
But how significant is the declaration of the Year of Tibet for Australia and New Zealand at this time?
2006 is going to be the Year of Tibet. So it's very significant in the sense now Tibet is in a very fragile, delicate situation politically, economically, environmentally, and culturally. Because in Tibet, as you know, now Tibetans are becoming a minority, and there's already is overpopulated by the Han Chinese, so there is a grave danger to the culture preservation of Tibet, and also the Tibetan identity itself.
This is a song about the eternal search for what I am unsure of.
I'm talking to John Turnbull and Nathan Moore from The Horse You Rode In On. How do you feel after that performance, John?
Hot?
Yeah, it was all right, I think.
Yeah.
How do you feel, Nathan?
I could have done with a couple of days more sleep before.
3 days ago I met a beautiful woman. She gave me a feeling that's not easy to define. And a good thing is hard to find.
Now, how do you compare the Woodford crowd, sharing your music with the Woodford crowd, as opposed to, I guess, a more traditional sort of gig?
I think the Woodford crowd are here specifically to hear music, as opposed to maybe someone will come to a venue to drink beer or play pool or whatever, and there'll be a band on in the background.
So hard, too far, left it there an hour ago, then it slipped my mind. Your eyes like starlight shine. Oh, I see something I was left far behind.
Hungry, honey.
What do you call this instrument?
My instrument is marimkhor. It's the horse head fiddle.
How do you do short singing?
It's the different technique.
Do you have to practice every single day?
Yeah.
How long did you take to be able to sing that well?
8 years.
I'm here at the Woodford Festival with, what's your name, young man?
Marco.
And you're from that fabulous new hit band Waiting for Guinness, aren't you?
Did you say fabulous new hit band? Yes, I guess we are, yep.
Look, I know you've got 2 CDs under your belt, but I think it'd be about time a third one's on its way?
Yeah, it is about time. We've got a few things on the cards this year, so we've sort of delayed the recording of it a bit. We're trying to get over to Europe this year. We were booked last year, or this year actually, and we couldn't go because of money, so we planned it a bit better, and we should sort of realise our dream and then come home after Europe and record a new album. We've got 2 albums worth of new material, and it's fantastic material. It's a different sound than the last 2 albums, definitely.
Cool, well, I'm looking forward to it. You said you're going over to Europe. Are you doing a Buskers Festival in Switzerland?
Yeah, that's on the cards. They've expressed a keen interest. So if we can only really be there for 6 or 8 weeks because of, you know, money. And it's a very expensive place. But, if we can tie it in with that and maybe go see if we can get into Montreux again this year and hopefully the Edinburgh Festival will be a great wrap-up and hopefully, we get to spread the word there, really.
With assistance from the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, the Queensland Folk Federation, 4ZZZ, 4EB, and with technical support from Gavin Unsworth, you've been listening to Highlights of the Woodford Folk Festival.